What's going on, guys? Today I have my friend Will here who runs Duke Coverage. We made a podcast in December before our matchup that didn't go well for us. But we're making an early one on the season opener next year as Duke and Michigan State are playing again. It seems like we play every year now.
Definitely.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess we can talk about Duke first. So, yeah, I mean, you can go into it. I know your roster, but you know it better. So, I guess give the Duke fans listening your thoughts next year heading into the season.
I mean, I'm excited. I think we're going to have, you know, top 10, solidified top 10 team, you know, as usual. It'll be interesting to see how much Coach K will kind of experiment with the lineups just because, you know, we don't really have much size and, you know, there's obviously going to be times where he might just go like small, really small, put Matthew Hurt, Jamin Brakefield at center, you know, and see if they can really play with the big guys. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how he kind of tinkers with the lineups considering we don't have much size.
And you're going to have a young team next year. I was telling you about that the other couple weeks
ago. Yeah,
like you had, I mean, not that they were very awesome players, but Jack White, you know, DeLaurier, you had a few seniors leave, even Trey Jones. I don't know if you had any other sophomores, but.
I mean, the key really is probably going to be just like Jordan Goldwire. I expect him to play really well, and obviously he's going to be a senior captain, big leader. So, I mean, he's a good defender, so hopefully he'll, like, set the tone, get a good bit of
minutes. This is the first year since, like, probably 2016. I guess you had Ingram that year go pretty high in the draft, but a lot of your players are going to be, you know, like, you're not going to have any top five picks you always do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, obviously, Cassius Stanley is probably one of the better athletes in the draft, but, you know, still developing on the basketball side of things. You know, but teams just aren't going to gamble on him that high, especially having no combine kind of hurt him. But, yeah, I mean, I think Trey, Cassius, and Vernon could all turn out to be, you know, at least decent in the NBA, but it'll be interesting because, you know, obviously as Duke fans, we're not really used to seeing those guys go outside of the top 30. But I've seen Vernon all over the place. So who really
knows? I told you, I don't understand why he's like, how did his stock fall that bad? I mean, I know we almost got him. So I remember he was a top, what was he, third in the country coming up?
Yeah. He's a top 10 prospect.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what his stock fell, but it's interesting, like you're saying with Trey Jones. I mean, I don't think he's going to go lottery. He'll probably go in the 20s. But, like, you know, him, Cassius, why do you think those kind of point guards, even like Ashton, I mean, I guess Ashton Higgins can't really shoot, but it seems like those kind of point guards never get the respect. Like, I mean, I've seen all the mock drafts, with, and I know you're going to laugh, but I'm not a fan of Cole Anthony. I mean, him, RJ Hampton, like all these guys that I know he played overseas, but if you go look at all their records, they're like really bad, dude. Like, why do you think they want?
Yeah.
Why do you think all those, I guess, unknown prospects are so much higher than players that are more experienced?
I would say that I feel like Cole Anthony was on a lot of teams' radars, like in high school, and you know, obviously Trey wasn't, and Trey wasn't really, you know, projected to go very high after his freshman year where he shot 26% from three. You know, he improved his shot a good bit. His shot's still not great, but he improved it a lot. But yeah, I just think that they kind of just go off of what they see, not as much like as team play, but as individual play. Like I looking back on the season, I can still imagine Cole Anthony being like a decent NBA player, at least, you know, because I mean, he had nothing to work with, but I mean, I definitely think his decision making could improve a lot. You know, he just made some bad decisions down the stretch, but I think that like Trey Jones just kind of was more of a complete college style player, and I'm not sure, you know, people say Cole's game translates better in the end of into the NBA because he's a better rebounder and whatnot, but I mean, you never really know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch a ton of North Carolina because, I mean, let's be honest, they were pretty brutal this year. But when I watched them, and I know you're going to, like, say you know this too, but it seemed like he always he tried to do everything. Like, he always got so many offensive fouls called on him. I don't know. Like, I know he's a good, you know, assisting the ball, assisting to his teammates. He can shoot it, but I don't know. I don't see him being a top five pick like they're saying. But
yeah, I mean, as a Knicks fan, I'm not really sure that I would like take him. You know, I mean, people are saying like LaMelo Ball. I like LaMelo Ball, but he shot like 17% from three in overseas, which is hard to believe, but I actually looked it up. I mean, like, I can't believe that, but yeah. I mean, I would take him over Cole probably just because I'm not sure about Cole.
Right, yeah, now. I would definitely take LaMelo over Cole, but I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm more biased towards LaMelo because, I mean, for those that don't know, he actually did comment on my picture.
I remember that.
You got to look at his team too over there. Go look at their team's record. It was so bad. I think they won 5-23 or something. But yeah, I bet you the Knicks wind up taking LaMelo. Yeah. And then obviously for Michigan State, and then we'll go into our line of predictions and all that stuff, guys. But for Michigan State, obviously as Duke, both of us had very good chances of maybe getting back to the Final Four. And it was tough waiting for Cassius to go out as, you know, Kyle Arns, who isn't a big name player that you guys know. And then it's all about what Xavier Tillman does. He declared he didn't hire an agent. So if he comes back, Michigan State's probably going to be, in my opinion, they won't be much worse. Yeah, losing Cassius will suck, but Rocket Watts, that would have been like Cassius Stanley. Like, that's how much a big deal Rocket Watts coming back is. But, I mean, yeah, I think we're going to be very good next year. What are your thoughts on Michigan State going into next year?
I mean, I think they can be pretty complete. You know, Tom Izzo is considered one of the best because he's, you know, someone that can really develop players, and he sees talent, you know, where the recruiting analysts, you know, might not see it. So, yeah, I mean, I think Michigan State's going to be a solidified top 10 team as well. And that, I mean, if Tillman comes back, that'd be huge because he's just like been, you know, a guy that's just like a staple. Mm-hmm. You know, for you guys, it's just always very consistent and gets
exactly. And I keep telling people, and they're like, you know, like he was so good on defense. I'm like, the only game I remember him ever being bad was against Vernon Carey, and that was because he got the foul.
Yeah,
but other than that, I mean,
yeah,
I don't think Zion really did that well against him in the Elite Eight. Like, he's always been pretty complete on that end.
Yeah, he's a good defender, good rebounder.
But my bad, what were you saying?
Oh, not yet.
Yeah. But I mean, we can get into the lineup projections, but I did want to talk about. I know we always recruit the same guys. It seems like you guys have more luck than us usually. But a name I've been getting asked a lot, and I asked you about it too, Max Christie for 2021. So I don't know, man. What do you think he's gonna end up doing? He recently said, you know, he's trying to commit before his high school season starts up. Because I'm only asking this because both of us are in the running. What do you think
the
decision will end up being?
I mean, right now, my prediction would have to be Villanova. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really, like, know what happened with him. You know, basically, we were the school, you know, for him and Patrick Baldwin. We still are for Baldwin. I think we land him. But I don't really know what's happened with Christie. Like, he's done so many interviews in the last, like, few months. He hasn't mentioned Duke in a single one of them. You know, then he finally got asked about Duke by Corey Evans from Rivals, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, they have an interesting way of recruiting, whatever. They haven't really, like, spoken to me and been active as much as other schools, you know, which is surprising. Like, I feel like the interest was mutual. But I think right now Michigan State, Virginia, I think Virginia is pursuing him, are they? Yeah, I think Michigan State, Virginia, Villanova are all in better positions than Duke is right now. I mean, obviously, like, Duke has a history of swooping in and grabbing recruits late, so I'm not too worried about it. I think Duke still has a chance, but it's been odd hearing about something.
Yeah, and another team I told you that I guess is higher than people think is Ohio State, but I don't know if I think.
Yeah, they probably have a better chance than Duke right now.
Yeah,
well.
And then I'm only, you know, for Spartan fans, because I get asked this all the time, man, and I don't know what he's going to do. But all I know is Tom Izzo really wants Jaden Atkins, who's a very good in-state four-star point guard. You know, him and Pierre Brooks are very close. And if we only have one scholarship for Michigan State fans, so we're going to need a transfer, someone to declare early. if we want to add, you know, Christie and Akins. You know, Kobe Buff can just got offered by Michigan. It'll be interesting to deal with him. But, yeah, I agree with Will. I think the top three, you never can count out Duke, though. That's the thing I've learned. But,
yeah,
I think, like you said, I see him playing on Virginia. He seems like a DeAndre Hunter player, like very quiet, very respectful.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, right now the top three would have to be us, Villanova, and Virginia. And then it'll be interesting to see, like, if Duke, you know, comes in contact more over this quarantine whole mess. But I don't know. Yeah.
For sure.
And then, yeah, so I guess going into the lineup projections head into next year, who do you have starting, I guess, right now you're starting five for Duke?
Right now I would say at point guard, Jeremy Roach. I think that's, like, a no-brainer. Yeah. You know, Coach K is very high on him. You know, shooting guard, honestly, like, people have said so many different things. Right now, this is tough. I'm gonna say Wendell okay. Moore. People might not agree with me. You know, he's not really an actual shooting guard. So next year's Duke team is kind of gonna be like a positionless basketball kind of mm-hmm. team. But I think Wendell Moore will start. You know, whether it's actually at the two, I don't know. But I see Jordan Goldwire getting plenty of minutes off the bench and DJ Stewart being a shooter off the bench. But I still think Moore starts. Then at small forward, Jalen Johnson, you know, our best prospect in this class that many see. So, you know, I'm excited for him. I think he'll definitely start. Then at power forward, right now I'd have to say Matthew Hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, hoping he can put on some muscle and play with some big dudes. Obviously, Carolina's got so many big guys, so going to need him to, you know, get bulk up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then at center, I would say Mark Williams for right okay. now. He's 7'1", so
from IMG, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't even. I might have missed it, but did you mention Cassius Stanley? You don't see him starting?
Oh, he declared.
Oh God, dude, I'm tripping. Really, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, you didn't mention Stanley. Yeah, I forgot about.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is, like, I don't like going into positions because then I always get jacked up and people always yell at me.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like the best five should play. Like, I'm not saying play exactly. like Trey Jones or Winston at the five, but, like, if you have a six, like, Tillman's only 6'8" and he's playing center. So,
yeah.
And I guess.
And he can rebound with centers. Like, he's a real exactly. center.
And I know he can't shoot the best, but he's like Vernon Ware. Vernon's probably a better shooter than him, but if he needs to pull out, he can hit the jumper.
Yeah.
But I guess now for Michigan State, guys, my starting five, I'm trying to think right now. Like, obviously, it's going to be Rocket Watts, Aaron Henry. Joey Hauser's probably going to start, who didn't play last year. And then it gets interesting, man, because if Tillman leaves, I don't know who you put at the five. I guess Marcus Bingham or Matty Sissoko, who's incoming freshman, but that's a tough one. And then, I mean, the three guaranteed are going to be Rocket, Aaron Henry, and Joey Hauser. And then mm-hmm. if Tillman returns, it'll be Tillman. And then that fifth one, dude, like, I don't know. Like, it could be Gabe Brown. It could be Malik Hall. That's who I think it should be, Malik Hall. That'd be yeah. my five right there. Rocket, Henry, Malik Hauser, Tillman, or Bingham. Yep. But, yeah, I guess now going into the game. Yeah, I know this is, like, 8 months away, but we have nothing better to do, guys. So – I mean, going into the game, what's your, I guess, prediction and what do you see happening?
I don't know. I think, you know, both teams match up pretty well. You know, we'll both be top 10 teams. So, I mean, right now, I guess I would predict Duke winning like 87-80, you know. I think Duke's like not really going to be the defensive team that they were last season, but I think this, like, squad as a whole, I mean, we can go, like, 11 deep, and we're just going to put up a lot of points mm-hmm. From different guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because I think you and Kentucky have the top two classes, and both you guys have – you might have six, but I know Kentucky has seven guys committed. So,
yeah.
I mean, what's your whole thing on – I'll get into my prediction, but – because I know that one-and-done rule, you guys have flourished off the last few years, but it's going to end soon. So, well, how do you think that's going to – I guess that's a good question. How do you think that's going to change – you know, Coach K's whole philosophy, or do you think he'll end up retiring before it's over with the recruiting?
I mean, he could end up retiring. I mean, my guess right now would be he'll retire when his grandson, who's a walk-on on the team, graduates from Duke, which will be in 4 years. But honestly, like Coach K said it in an article, and I actually really agree with it. He never changed the way that he recruited. Like, the NBA evolved.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, he was never like – he never wanted guys to stay for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like that kind of happened. But obviously, you know, he says he sees talent and he's going to target the top players, you know, and he prepares knowing that they're going to go. But, I mean, I don't think it'll impact him that much. I only think that, you know, if they do allow players to go straight from high school, that the top of the top, you know, mm-hmm. will end up doing that. So, I mean, have to adjust to it a little bit maybe, but I don't think it'll have a huge impact.
So you don't think, you know, with that rule being changed, we're still going to see a lot of one and done, you're saying? Or, you know, I mean, who knows?
I don't think there will be that many one and done. Uh-huh. I mean, at least I would see people like going to the G League. I don't really see the point of going to college if you're just, you know, if that rule is possible.
Yeah.
You
know? I think you're on the same boat. Like, I believe you should be able to go straight from high school to the NBA. I don't think that's that big of a deal, but if you go to college, I feel like they should implement a rule where just you have to stay 2 years. Like, I don't think it's that big of a difference.
Like it is in football.
It's three in football, though.
That's, yeah. I mean, I'd be fine with two. Like,
exactly.
You know?
And then if people bitch about that, then you can say, like you said, hey, just go to the G League if you're not good enough to go straight out of high school to the league. Like, maybe a person like Amani Bates or someone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess for my side, for the prediction guys, that's I have no idea. It's so far away, but we always struggle in this reason. So I'd agree with Will. I'd say, like, you know, Duke probably wins by 10 points or so. I mean, every year it seems like we lose this one, but hopefully we're able to pull it out. But if not, it's not a big issue. Yeah. And then the last thing I was going to ask about was, about Coach K. You said his son is he a freshman on the team?
His grandson. Yeah. He was a freshman like last season, but he redshirted. So he'll be a redshirt freshman.
Okay.
This year, so he'll be there for another 4 years.
All right, because I was gonna say Stephen Izzo is a freshman too, and I think it's the same scenario where both of them. I know Coach K is about 10 years older than Izzo, but I still think it's the same way where one Stephen and then I don't know what's his name.
Michael Saverino.
So when Michael and Stephen graduate, that could be the end for both coaches. But
yeah,
it'll be interesting. But you got anything else to add, man?
Not really, man. Just excited for sports to come back. Everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, dude, I've just been watching this. I mean, I've been watching this NFL draft like it's Joe Burrow getting picked still. Like, it's nothing else on. But, I mean, I appreciate you for joining me. I know this wasn't a very crazy informative podcast, guys, but we got nothing else to do, and we figured why not do this. So, thank you for joining me, Will, and I'll try to get this uploaded tonight, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For sure, man. I'll talk to you later.
See you.